The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon.
Well, good afternoon, everyone on Vashon, and actually today, everyone, anywhere that you might be listening to this broadcast, because I need to send out a huge thank you to Truman running the board today, because as many of you know that have listened to previous shows, we talk a lot about self-care here on Adventures in Recovery, and part of my self-care is, you probably have heard, I do enjoy traveling. And thanks to Truman today running the board, because I am broadcasting live from the Gulf of Mexico in the Atlantic. We're in a city called Progreso, which is quite an interesting little shipping port here on the eastern coast of Mexico, way down on the tip, down by Belize. And in fact, the pier, the pier from where the cruise ship is that I'm on into town, it's the longest pier in the world. It's a 4 mile long pier. Yeah. So we had just enough time to go in and enjoy a cup of coffee and see a little bit of the town. And when I say we, I am very pleased to have a very, very interesting guest with us today that you're going to enjoy hearing a lot about. And I've known this person for probably 35 years, close to 40 years. A friend of mine that I originally know from my growing up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I know this individual from her very popular talent of performing on stage at many, many nightclubs ranging from Minneapolis all the way down to Palm Springs, California. Just an incredible voice, but she also has an incredible story. When you talk about stories of redemption and stories of recovery and kind of how that works, and that's what we're all about here on this show. So I'm going to turn it over to my dear friend, Danny Sachs, D-A-N-I, Sachs, S-A-X. And I guess I'm kind of calling this episode, as we're both baking in the sun here on the deck 15 of the Carnival Breeze. We're baking in the sun. Some would think we're ruining our skin, but she has really educated herself about peptides. And one of the ways that she taught herself all about peptides was through a number of skin, well, she'll tell you her story, but I'm calling this episode From Prison to Peptides. Well, it's true. That's part of her story, and she doesn't mind me sharing it with you. This is part of her growth and part of her story of doing two separate five-year stints in federal prison. And she'll go into that just a little bit with you, but hopefully educate you about peptides, because she has been applying serums and peptides to this mug for the last 5 days, and when I get back to Vashon, I'm kind of hoping you all recognize me. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Danny Sachs.
Oh, Tom, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, to all the listeners out there that are a bit jealous that we're here in sunny Mexico, I would just love to say that I just am so proud of our friend Tom, who has taken his place. I've always told him he had a face for radio, and he just literally came and just pulled it out. Hey, I have a radio show. You want to hear? Oh, his body was lying. I'm like, come on. You're nobody. You've never. Yeah. Well, guess what? He is somebody, and the voice of Vashon.
Vashon.
Anyway, so for my story, I guess I could probably start at the beginning, but that's a long time ago, so we're not going to do that. But through my younger years and a little bit wild, kind of living on the edge, you know, had suffered through some major addictions, and those addictions kind of landed me into, as he said, some prison terms. And for the most part, I can say that, you know, a lot of people say that that's rock bottom and, you know, pretty much can't get any worse than that other than being dead. So my personality and the type of person that I've always was very entrepreneurial and very resourceful, and just never really could see myself going to anyone's job and working for anyone. So the self-employed part of me that decided to be a drug dealer, that didn't work out so well for me. But I did actually, you know, I guess it kind of developed me into someone that just was really good at sales and marketing. And also, you know, it kind of turned me into somewhat of a person that was always looking for some way that I could support myself into my 60s now without actually having to be on any type of government assistance or, you know, looking for handouts as a single female, not married, don't have any husband taking care of me. So I kind of just, you know, I've always looked for, you know, different types of businesses I could do that was something that I really enjoyed. But I feel like that is the key to happiness and to your, you know, being self-sufficient, is find something that you're really good at and figure out a way to get paid for doing it. So I ended up in the medical field and really just bluffed my way in.
Fast forwarding.
Yeah, we're going past 40 years. Basically, I opened up what's called a recovery facility for people that have had surgery. So not having any type of medical degree, what I was providing was just assistance. And that's something that people really need if they're traveling or they're going through some sort of procedure by themselves and they're like, okay, I don't have anyone to kind of help me through, you know, just even just convenience-wise, you know, cook for them, help take them to their appointments. So that's a business that I've been doing over the last 14 years. I started in Miami, Florida, and kind of focused on the cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery industry, and then have since moved to Houston, and now that's what I'm doing there in Houston. But through that quest, I started kind of like looking into, because I'm in recovery, to look into more holistic and natural ways to, you know, other than taking a bunch of pills and medication for healing. Not really a big fan of narcotics, so I opened a CBD business that's really was helpful to people for just aches and pains and all of the magic that CBD does. I'm a big fan. But since then, I've discovered in my quest for kind of like anti-aging, trying to reverse all the damage, you know, that's been done from years of really not taking care of myself, not so much just drugs, but literally like not eating right, not exercising, always being a little overweight. And as I researched, I found out that, you know, like one of the major peptides that people all know about is insulin. Insulin is a peptide. Peptides are sort of on the line of supplements, to where it's things that we already have in our body, but we've just depleted the supply of it by getting older or having medical conditions such as diabetes that would make it necessary to add insulin so that they, you know, add water makes its own sauce, trying to balance out where their body is supposed to be. And that's kind of where I've started Tom on his quest into the world of peptides, because there's a few of them that focus on skin, anti-aging, collagen production, making sure that your skin is bouncy and elastic and isn't like hanging down, sagging, crepey. From the damage that we've done to our skin through sun, Mr. Walston.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Sun, and just, you know, not really having a good skin routine. So that was kind of my quest where I started, and I'm a bit of a rabbit holer, so I went down the rabbit hole on YouTube. So for just the long and short of it, in order to wrap this up and not be a three-hour program, if you have any ailments, if you have anything, digestive system, blood pressure, sleep patterns off, feeling depressed, mood's not stable, energy levels not stable, sleep patterns off, eyes, you know, your eyes kind of getting going bad. Like, there's a peptide for absolutely everything. You can purchase them online. They come in different forms. Some are oral in a pill. Some are a topical cream. Some are injectables. I think the one that's kind of like taking over the world right now are what's called the GLP-1s, which are the diet shots, which you're hearing everybody, the Wegovy and Ozempic and Mounjaro.
Oh, no, that's okay. I can't see where we're at with time. Plenty of time.
So basically those are very well-known peptides, and I lost 40 pounds on the tirzepatide, which is a peptide that is, I guess it's a diet, you know, it's part of the diet process, but I have researched and found a bunch of other peptides, and I absolutely don't mind sharing, or I'm not a gatekeeper. I'm going to, you know, if any of you guys have any interest in trying to figure out where do I start when I'm looking for something that's non-pharmaceutical that can maybe help me with some different things that's going on in my body, you're absolutely welcome to look me up on Facebook. It's DaniSax, Danny Sachs. You'll see I'm the one in my profile picture, big smile, 60 years old, looking about 35, okay, because that's just really what it is. I've anti-aged myself backwards like Benjamin Buttons. And, you know, I get a lot of times people can't believe, you know, that I am the age that I am because my skin, no wrinkles, no nothing. Like, I just really look, I've reversed the hands of time. And that's something that I feel like all of us could use. So hit me up and I will give you information, send you some links on where to start with your research. And Tom, take it away.
Well, I'll tell you what, this whole, so far, 3-day, 4-day cruise, you've got another few days, has been nonstop laughs, reminiscing about the past. I'm learning a heck of a lot about skincare, obviously. That's her forte. And for two people that feel totally blessed by finding recovery in our own way, we both, Danny, you have what, 30 some years clean and sober? From 2001, and my clean and sober date goes back to 1991, so we both, actually, we both have been enjoying meetings on the ship, too. Cruise ships have meetings for people in recovery that are always available to anybody that wants to show up. They just have a certain anonymity to them. One's called Friends of Bill, and which is for those of us that are former over-drinkers, let's just put it that way. And there's another group called the Friends of Jimmy K. And that is, Jimmy K is the one that started Narcotics Anonymous back in, I can't remember the year, but that was back in San Diego many, many, many years ago. There's something for everybody on these ships. And I'm not here to sell cruise ships, but I am here to sell self-care and find the best way that suits you as far as how you can best take care of yourself. I was reading an article today about, with December being the very end of the year, how are you going to close out your year? December. You might want to declutter. Fill in the blank. Do what you need to do to close out this year to where you can say that looking back on 2024, it's been a very good year for, learning new attitudes, learning new ways of tolerance, learning new ways of setting our own boundaries for ourselves. And, life goes on. Life definitely goes on. So I've got a couple other questions for Danny, and that is because so many people, after they hear a story, they're like, well, what was prison like? Or what was this like? Well, prison is prison. And her experience was mostly in white-collar prisons, federal prisons. When I say white-collar, I had to ask her, was that because of a white substance? And the answer was emphatically no. But she did learn a trade there as head laundress, working down in the laundry room in the prisons, having to wash all of the inmates' soiled garments. So I'll have her share a couple of stories with that experience with you.
Well, first of all, That was my part-time job. My full-time job was caring for the Native American Sweat Lodge, grounds. And being that I am not Native American, it was a learning experience because, you know, I wasn't exactly up on all the rules. But the prison laundry, that was pretty stinky. And I actually hate doing laundry. Like, I hate laundry. So I don't have many fond memories of that. But I will say this, in my, you know, experience, the women that I met, I would say 90% of the people that were there really shouldn't have been there. Like, they just really just either hooked up with the wrong guy, got dragged into some stuff. The federal system is really good for throwing a ginormous net and being like, oh, you used to live next door to the cousin of the person that was the criminal? Yeah, you're involved too, so come on with us. It's a conspiracy thing. Like, they feel like if you had any knowledge of anything, that you're as guilty as the person doing it. So there was a lot of women there that were just so out of their element, and I could always see, though, you know, I could see those coming a mile away, and they would just be scared, and, you know, you could tell they, you know, they just had the nightmare of it, getting gang banged in the closet, excuse my French, but, you know, I mean, just going through a lot of physical abuse, getting beat up and whatever, and that just didn't happen. I don't think I saw maybe 2 fights in 10 years. Just, you know, women have a different type of way of dealing with incarceration. Me personally, I became an expert crocheter. I literally made, I made money by crocheting for people. They'd say, hey, I want an Afghan for my grandma. And I'd be like, give me 2 soups, a coffee, and a Snicker bar, and bring me the yarn, and I'll make it. So I was basically supporting myself throughout the whole process by being able to crochet a ginormous king-size Afghan in about 2 days. And I was making clothes. You know, I kept sending home boxes of clothing to my family, hats and scarves and all kinds of stuff. And, well, because of the fact that they lived in both Houston and Jacksonville, Florida, like, okay, first of all, A, where are we going to wear this yarn? I mean, these are winter clothes. And it's not, there's no winter. So that was...
And where was your prison?
Oh, I was locked up into Bryan, Texas, which is about an hour and a half outside of Houston, Texas. It's a low security camp for people that didn't have violent crimes, and they also, they didn't have very long sentences. So it was very minimal security. You know, I was kind of I guess I was a little bit of a celebrity, if I might say so myself, because as Tom mentioned, you know, I was an entertainer for a long time. So I did entertain the troops and run all the programs and talent shows. And, oh, yeah, I had the tip jar out. They were leaving a soup, you know, a bar of soap.
A pack of ramen, maybe.
A pack of noodles. And possibly, so that was fun. That was, you know, I can't say it was miserable. It was miserable being away from my family and my, you know, my children. But, you know, it was one thing that I came out a better person on the other side. I guess I had to be what I call it, you just got to get knocked down. God has to knock you down to your knees or even lower so you can look up, recover, and, you know, just try to fly right. So that was my story.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems as though our prison system is supposedly a rehabilitation opportunity. And from what I've heard, there isn't a lot of rehabilitation going on for the most part. It's lock them up, keep them here, especially with, I mean, it gets political too when you consider all of the privately owned prisons there are, so which basically says, yep, guilty, keep those full. They're private prisons. They're going to make money by having a full inmate population. But Danny qualified somehow for a program that really went in-depth. It was a trial program, basically, to dig a little deeper in finding out, okay, what motivates a person to commit certain crimes, or what had to have happened in their life to turn them into the human being that got them in prison. Would you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was a. It was based on trauma, the response of childhood and lifetime trauma, and how trauma affects your brain in a lot of ways, to where you're almost conditioned to recreate the trauma. It's like self-fulfilled prophecy, and you know they always say like when kids grow up in an abusive household, they grow up and become abusers or the abused. You know, because you're recreating what you saw growing up. So it was able to really go deep, deep, deep diving into the brain chemistry and how it changes, how trauma affects your brain, how the escape through drugs and alcohol is usually a direct result of trying to escape the trauma and the feelings of from the trauma, the guilt, the shame, the fear, and just the mistrust of the whole human race. And that part, I feel like that was a lifesaver for me. The program itself was based, the success of the program was basically gathering the data of all the women that went through, and out of those women that graduated from that program, what the recidivism rate was, and it was like 99% of the people never went back to prison.
Incredible.
So that was a real, and I would give a shout out to Dr. A.J. Williams, who is one of the top profilers in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and his program was called Lift, something L-L-L through trauma, I guess. But yeah, it was basically a really, really good learning experience. Gave me a chance to kind of pull my life apart like a jigsaw puzzle and lay it all out on the floor and take out the pieces that I didn't need anymore and put it back together into a whole new, you know, a whole new vision. And, you know, I just kind of blossomed into the lovely, you know, human being that I've become.
Well, whatever. But, you know, she truly is a gifted human being. And, you know, they say we attract what we put out. This woman has such a spark that no matter where we've gone on this trip so far, people are just kind of migrate towards her. And so it's been a great experience. And for those of you that want more information about some of these rehabilitative programs, there's another area you can Google called, well, you've heard of a pair of ACEs. Well, ACE is also an acronym for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And that can include trauma. You know, some people that are repeat offenders, you know, there's a tendency to blame themselves. And when you really can take a good, honest look at some of the things that that child, that person may have experienced as a child, a lot of the action wasn't their fault. I mean, blame is, they got derailed. They totally got derailed. They had some, let's say, interesting teachers where they trusted and were told a lot of false belief systems by the people that they were supposed to be trusting, such as the parents, caregivers, and this and that. So like Danny said, a lot of it is picking it all back apart again, and usually need a trained therapist to walk you through this. There's a technique called the strange room, and that is where a therapist brings you to a certain state of mind where you're relaxed, you're calm, and asks you a series of questions where you're walking into a room as a child. Who are you walking with? Is it a male? Is it a female? What do they look like? Are they holding your hand? Are they not holding your hand? What kind of a room are you getting? I mean, there's a whole series of things that when it's all defined at the end, it's going, oh, okay. That makes total sense why I would behave that way or why I would revert back to these kind of behaviors, because it's all I knew. It's all I was taught. Now that I know what I'm missing and what I have been missing, I can fill in the blank. And that's what got Danny to where she is today. And that's what really helped her. So, you know, I personally am so full of gratitude for the people that I have gotten to see grow and heal through their own recovery, however that might show up in your life. Because let's face it, if you're listening to this show, you're going through some form of recovery today. Fortunately, at the end of this trip, I will not be going through sunburn recovery because of the serums and the peptides that Danny has introduced me to and that has slathered me up with. Yes, 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 yes. And
I'm totally grateful. And we tend to overeat just a little bit on a cruise, but, I mean, it's there. Try it. If you like it, fine. If you don't, well, you know what not to ever order again. But all in all, it's been a great trip. I totally look forward to returning once again to the beautiful Vashon Island. And I'll be back on island at work at Vashon Youth and Family Services on Friday of all times, the 13th. Friday the 13th, I'll be back home. And I'll be back on the air with all of you folks from Vashon next Tuesday, where we are every Tuesday at 1:30 at Adventures in Recovery. So, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. For those of you that have any questions, comments about any of our shows, you can always pop me an email at TacomaTom@live.com, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Or if you have a suggestion for a guest in up-and-coming shows, I'm also open to bringing you a very nice variety of different people to approach on the show. Coming up in the next few weeks, I've got a variety of people lined up, and I hope to do a lot more remote sessions, too. I know Captain Joe has been blessed by being able to do a lot of his shows from remote, and he's the one that inspired me to be able to kind of take my show on the road, so to speak. So I know Danny might have a little bit of inspiration to close the show out with, so I'm going to pass the mic, but in our case, talking from deck 15 of a cruise ship, I'm going to pass the cell phone over to Danny Sachs. And would you mind giving our folks that email address or that a Facebook address again for more information?
Yep, you can find me on Facebook at Danny Sachs. D-A-N-I-S-A-X.
Danny Sachs?
Well, it's facebook.com/D-T-H-E, Danny Sachs. I said there's a couple of them, but I had to be the Danny Sachs so that people could find me. Yeah, for sure, reach out. We got a lot of wellness, a lot of stuff for wellness. If you're looking to drop a couple pounds, I can definitely help you with that. And, Tom, I would like to thank you so much for having me on deck at the Serenity deck on the Carnival Breeze, and guys, we got to go eat. So,
yeah, it's been a couple hours since we've eaten. What's wrong with us? But in any event, it's always a pleasure. I love all of you. And Danny's words of inspiration, I guess, was let's go eat more.
Yeah, we're going to go eat.
And we're also going to be letting you know that if you were on the Carnival Breeze right now, you'd be able to hear the lovely and talented Danny Sachs appearing in the karaoke lounge at the Liquid Lounge on Deck 7. But anyway, folks, you have a wonderful afternoon, and feel blessed that you're on your own sacred island called Vashon. Once again, thanks again, everybody, and I'll be with you again next Tuesday at 1:30. And thanks again, Truman, as we sign off.